Christian Kirk has not practiced since his first day as a 49er. He strained a calf back on July 26, the opening Sunday of training camp, and left the field with a trainer, per Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. And he was still listed among the non-participants at Saturday's practice, per Brooke Evans in the team's Day 12 camp report. 3 weeks, no joint practice against Tennessee, no preseason opener, no reported timetable in the accessed coverage. The June preview framed him as a genuine two-sided watch. On one side, the setup, a one-year prove-it deal in Kyle Shanahan's offense, historically a friendly home for a slot receiver, with real vacated targets in the room. On the other, the trend, three straight declining seasons, the last two wrecked by soft tissue injuries, and the warning that two consecutive injury-shortened years make a third a live risk. The episode's exact watch items were the camp competition for the role and his health through August. Both items have reported in, and neither favors him. The health answered on day one, a calf this time instead of a hamstring, but the same category of injury writing the same season shape. And the competition is being decided in his absence. Rookie Dejon Stribling caught 7 of 8 targets for 63 yards as the headliner of Thursday's opener, drew unprompted praise from the opposing head coach, and has become Brock Purdy's featured practice target. Meanwhile, the room's math changed entirely. Ricky Pearsall is done for the season after knee surgery, and San Francisco signed Debo Samuel to a one-year deal to cover the vacancy, per NFL.com. More available targets than ever, and Kirk isn't on the field to claim any of them. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The injury half of the June ledger was the specific stated risk, and it arrived in the first practice. Every week out let Stribling and now Samuel absorb the role the bounce-back case needed. Next week, any return to practice before the Chargers game, because roster margins on a $3 million deal get thin once cut-down math starts. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.